It's a good solid set of results on Ireland. You know, the you know, we, as you say, the fixed line is steady. Data is again, it's increased slightly. Broadband, we're seeing good take up. You know, we've invested a lot in our super fast broadband. You know, fibre out to the cabinet. We continue to roll that out, and we launched, you know, an update in order that we could get you know, up to 80 megabits to 50% of the island. You know, because it reminded it, I mean, all of the broadband supply generally over the fixed line is off the back of our network. So even the competitors, you know, actually, we wholesale our broadband to them. So it's been a big investment, but, you know, the take-up's been good. The customer response to our broadband has been great.
Well, you mentioned also in the results that you've seen a slight decline in mobile revenues, down around about 4%. That took me a little bit by surprise because, of course, you've just rolled out that entire 4G network. That surprised me a little.
Yeah, 4G is actually working really well, and the take-up and the usage of 4G is very, very positive. The key point in the mobile revenues is actually it's a regulatory issue where you know, we had to accept reductions in mobile termination rates, which we agreed with the regulator. It was a discussion, and we agreed a three-year glide path, which the last drop in that is in 2015. So outside of the regulatory intervention in mobile, our mobile revenues are slightly up, taking that out. So it's still good, solid revenues, but it was just drawing mobile termination rates in the main into line with other countries.
Well, you've mentioned there strong revenues. You note that in the report, revenues are up more than £3 million over the last 12 months. Interestingly, though, your operating profit has, again, declined very slightly. You're down sort of 2.8% or so. Is there a particular reason for that as well?
No, the main reduction in operating profit, around about £500,000, is really around, there's additional cost around becoming a PLC, which we knew when we entered into it that we'd have different costs that we'd have to put into the model. And these results are in line with our expectations. So very much business as usual, good solid set of results, and where we expected to be.
And just finally, let me ask you then, this is the first full year set of results that you've produced. Yep. Is it different working for shareholders in that way? And now that you've floated rather than the way that Manx Telecom operated perhaps before the stock market?
I think it is different, and I think there has been a learning process for the board in terms of, you know, we are the decision makers on the Isle of Man. We don't have a private equity owner or a big corporate telling us what to do. And, you know, I've always said I think this is a big positive for the Isle of Man, that, you know, we have more independence. There's no one shareholder that dictates policy or decision making. And I think that's a real positive for the Isle of Man. It gives security for the company. So, yeah, it is different, but I think it's nicely different.